Well, first of all, I want to ask you, how'd you like those readings? I don't know about you, but every time I hear these readings, it's not what I expected to hear in church. It's something I don't want to hear in church. All I had to do is really turn on the TV, read a newspaper, click on my phone, and I hear enough of that kind of devastation and destruction and all the evils and the problems that the world has. We all see it. We know it. So the last place I really wanted to hear that again is in church. And yet again, I begin to realize, you know, that maybe Jesus is trying to tell us something a lot deeper than just telling us about the death and destruction and the evils and the problems of all the world that we experience. Maybe there's something here we need to kind of grasp. Maybe there's something we need to hold on to. When you think you got it all together, Jesus opens his mouth in the gospel and says this: nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, there'll be famines, there'll be plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Not too encouraging, is it? And yet again, those words have a lot of power to them. First of all, when I read them, I ask myself, what's really happening here? What is this really all about? And where is this God of mine in all of that heavy stuff? Where is he? Let me show you something. Now, many of you might know that I taught at Trinity and I'm really big on props. I've got a prop. And I want you to look at this one word and see if you can really catch it. Simple one word. Nowhere. Nowhere. And I guess when I read these readings and I think of my God, it's easy to say as I look in this world of mine and yours, this God is nowhere. Nowhere to be found. And that can be disturbing. But before you go down that road of gloom and doom, I ask you to look at that deeper. Look again. Some of you already got it, I know. I can see it in your face. Look at that. This word again. Your first inclination is go to nowhere. God is nowhere when I look at this world of mine. But the more you pierce into this word, you see it also says God is now here. He is now here. So many times we jump to that negative. So many times we can't see if there's anything good here, much less to see if there's God here. But this one word, it never changed. The change came inside of you the way you looked at it. God is now here, even after we read the readings we read today. God is now here. After looking at that, sure, we realize that harsh things happen in this world of ours. Bad things take place. It brings back a sense of pain and despair to many of us when you look at the word. But maybe we got to realize that in the midst of all of that, God is here. Is he? You know, my friends, we're closer to God now in the midst of all of this than we are closer to ourselves right now. And we can't see it because we see all that uncomfortable experiences of this world. It's hard to see. It's hard to look. And maybe today this God of ours says, I want you to look the way I see things. I want you to see the way I vision this world. Even with all the difficulty and the rough spots of it, I want you to see the way I see. But how do we do that? How do we see the way God sees? My friends, what we need to do is change our perspective. Just like you did in this sign, you got to look at it a different way. And when you're willing to change that perspective, you can see remarkable things in different ways, even with all the rough spots of life. How many of you know who Copernicus is? Now, you science kids out there, you kids probably know more about it. We have all grown up, and Copernicus is something that happened a long time ago. Copernicus. He was a 15th century astronomer. You probably remember him in science. Now, why do we even worry about Copernicus? Well, Copernicus, a long time ago, gave us a whole new way of looking at the way the universe moves. The way man would look at the universe, they would see it. Just like when they woke up in the morning and they went to bed at night, they could see the universe by the way the sun would rise in the east and the way it would move across the skies in the day and eventually it would set in the west. That's the way they viewed the universe. They could see it. It was easy to see. Just open your eyes and wake up. The sun moved from here all the way over to here. Copernicus came along and says, I challenge that. He said, I want you to look at the way the universe moves in a different way. Because my friends, the way he saw it is that the sun stands still and the earth revolves around the sun. People couldn't accept that. That's not what I see. I see the sunrise over here and the sunsets over here. It moves. I never moved. And that perception was held for a long time until science came along and acknowledged that Copernicus was right. The sun is stationary. We move. Take that image and think about your perception of God. Because I think many of us see God the way we saw, or maybe still today, see the movement of the universe. And maybe we tend to see that it's all about me. I'm here. And my God has to kind of circle me to make a difference. My God has to do the movement, not me. It's my world. And when you take that kind of look and you begin to see that, then you begin to feel that this is what God should do for me. He should answer all my prayers. That's what he's meant to be. He evolves around my universe. He's the one who's supposed to take care of me, heal me, keep me safe and warm. He evolves around my universe. He's the one I call on when I want to win a ball game. He evolves around my universe. And that's not the way it works. God is the center. And we evolve and revolve around Him. And the more we begin to see that perception of the way God is, you begin to see where God is. And you begin to see how God is. In this world of ours, even with all the pain and the suffering, that He maintains everything, the good and the bad. Are you familiar with Irish culture? I don't know how many Irish people we got here. Irish have a beautiful tradition. They have a wonderful way of making sure that they place God in every part of their life. I'm sure you probably know Irishmen and said, no, that's not it. But for the most part, that's the tradition of the Irish. God is everywhere. And they had this beautiful kind of process where they looked at life and they looked at the world. And whenever they see something like these gray skies that would come over Ireland, these big, heavy, gray, depressing skies, and then it would just flood the countryside with water, rain. The custom is if you just wait enough, what will happen is that the sun will start to reach down through the clouds. And you get these remarkable rays of sun in the midst of all those gray clouds. They got a name for that. It's called Cosa na Grain. And what that means, the legs of God. That's a remarkable insight. They saw in the midst of all those gray clouds, if we wait enough, the legs of God will come down and touch us. God is here. If I could just take time to see how He's here. You know, my friends, God challenges every day to start looking at the signs of the time and read those signs of the time. He challenges us to see the finger of God in every moment of our life, the good and the bad. Because God's touch is everywhere. It's in the blessings. It's in the devastation. It's in the victories. It's in the defeats. It's in the rain and the drought. It's in life, and it's in death. God's touch is in everything. And it's good to know that. Instead of looking at it that God did this to us, or God caused this, we ought to look at it as that God speaks to us. For the world we live in, the good and the bad. And God tells us that life is not what happens to you, but life is what happens for you. And you realize that you have a role to play. And God asks us to start seeing things differently. And He challenges us not to look at this world out there with these weak human eyes. Because, my friends, if you use these eyes to see the world out there, you'll never see it. But if you look through these eyes, you see a remarkable world out there. You begin to see with eyes of faith. And when you see with eyes of faith, you begin to see and realize, you know, my God is here. I just have to start seeing Him. People who don't have faith, you know what they do? They attach to the world. They don't attach to their God. They attach to the world. And when they attach to the world, they allow themselves to experience things like fear, worry, stress, doubt. That's not the way God sees it. And we are called not to see it that way either. There's a movie called The 33. It came out about 10 years ago. Most of us would never have gone to see it, I guess, because it's not a big popular film. But the movie 33 is about 33 miners from Chile, if you remember, who were caught in a cave mine in Chile for 2 months. No light, very little food, but they had each other. It took them forever to be rescued. And in the story, they talk about what they decided to do in the very early stages and realize we are not getting out of this unless we take care of each other. And they did. It got so bad they got down to their last can of tuna fish. And they shared the can of tuna fish with 33 men. And at that Last Supper, in that cave, they said, I want us to all think about who do we want to have serve this piece of tuna fish to us in this cave. And they would talk about the various people in their life that they wanted to be fed by. It got funny. It got hilarious with all the different images that people said that they wanted to have, who they wanted to have feed them on their Last Supper there. Eventually they were saved. And as they were saved, the last man to leave in the rescue cage looked back. And on the wall of that cave where they lived for 2 months, he saw someone scrawled these words: God was with us. God was with us in a cave, ready to die. God is with us. If we could only see the way God sees, could you imagine what kind of world we would live in? In 2 weeks, we're going to move from another season, from the ordinary season to the season we call Advent. Advent is a time to find hope. It's a time to see God as He is. It's a God time to realize, my God is here. In this world, with all its rough spots, He's here with me. Praise be to God. Bless you all.